we were awarded a rather large contract, but I really felt good about how we communicated with the customer and, more importantly, internally as an organization to meet that most important first deliverable. And that was a significant order for our company. We had our first significant major milestone with them, and we were not only on time, slightly early, but everything worked out, more importantly, as planned. And to come through with something like that just spoke volumes, not only to me as an executive in the company, but the feedback that I got from people involved in the process. Some people told me point blank, we wouldn't have done this if we hadn't had strategy to market and playbook help us organize, launch these activities that we've put in place. It's early recognition and communication of tasks and this awareness across the organization and all the functional disciplines of what is required to get this done. It's an organizational effort that's got to be communicated and have some built-in plans for failure. And we had successful failures. We had iterations within the game plan so that when that occurred, people said, yep, we expected this. We consumed some buffer. We have dashboard metrics that the executive team sees, the project management team sees, and our customer sees. We have early recognition and communication in playbook. It's so clearly visible what the critical path tasks are. It's been wonderful. We've been working with strategy to market for about 18 months or so. We've been working with playbook for about a year, and we're completing projects. So we've definitely seen the throughput and the ability to stay on task and on schedule. What we've learned is that in product development cycle is something now that we really understand with consistency. Consistency demonstrated repeatability, ability to hit schedule, and that we've got